Testament reading today is selected verses from the book of Ezekiel. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself, will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, Behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. I will rescue my flock, and they shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, When the Son of Man comes in glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the last Sunday of the church year, a day that is typically given over to the last lines of the creed. He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And hence, I think you'll see the theme across the hymns of the day being that kingship. Now, the epistle and the gospel lesson both talk about those things, and they have the benefit, I think, of being relatively clear. When the time comes to be in earnest, Jesus and Paul don't usually mess around. But it's the Old Testament lesson that I want to focus a little on today. Ezekiel is a prophet of the southern kingdom. He starts about 5 years before the fall of Jerusalem.
He was of a priestly lineage. And rather tragically, the year that he would have taken his place in the temple is the year it was destroyed. What he had been trained for his entire life was gone. Much of his early prophecy is simply recording and foretelling judgment upon all the ways the various leadership roles of Israel had betrayed them. The kings were weak and stupid and corrupt. The priests were corrupt and unbelieving. The prophets would say whatever the people wanted to hear. There was a way to fail the people of Israel that they were supposed to lead. They found it. They did indeed treat the people of Israel like livestock. Sheep to be sheared and slaughtered for their own enrichment. Now, I'm sure that the comparison isn't completely fair, but I can definitely feel the vibes of Ezekiel. You don't have to get dramatically political to recognize the difference between the leadership that landed on the moon and the leadership that has left us $34 trillion in debt. And where did most of that go? Into various pockets and various deniable ways. How else do offices that make about $150,000 a year leave office as multimillionaires? And did any of that help the American people? 1964 was the year of peak church membership. The former mainline churches accounted for roughly 65% of the population of the U.S. in that year. The most recent numbers for those same denominations are 12%. What happened between those years? Largely a jettisoning of every historical doctrine led by the clergy of the denomination, along with forgetting the doctrines, went forgetting evangelism and teaching the faith and discipleship and spiritual disciplines. Also, scores of abominations and acts that in more just times would have required millstones. If these men feared God, the evidence is slight. And what of prophets? We tended to prefer those who told us of the Dow reaching 36,000, or of eternal life through a singularity, or a ton of monorail schemes. Those that would tell us of peace while we started more wars. Those that would tell us of an easy path, who would shout down the Jeremiahs that would warn of those paths as disturbers of Israel. There are reasons that the comparison is not fair, but the vibes can be felt. And this is where Ezekiel is most dear to those that have been fleeced and led to the slaughter. To the smoldering wicks and the bruised reeds, God speaks, behold, look, see, perceive, hear, whatever strong perception word gets you to look up for one moment. Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. The repeated emphasis is upon the action of God Almighty Himself. No longer imperfect servants, while we are all imperfect servants in our own ways. This sermon in the hands of another, I'm sure it could be directed against me. No doubt about that. But God's promise through Ezekiel is that God Himself will be the shepherd that seeks out His sheep from wherever they have been scattered. And on that day, he gathers his people as the good shepherd. He shall feed them also. And after feeding them, he shall give them good pasture. And after giving them good pasture, he will bind the injured and strengthen the weak and destroy those who have made themselves fat and strong and shall stay with his people. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. Now, today, in Christ, this is realized. Even today, the gospel is not silent. If we have ears to hear it, we can hear it. God continues to feed his people with his word. He continues to feed us with himself at this table. He gives us good pasture. And by word and sacrament, he binds the injuries of sin, our own and those of others. By the encouragement of many brothers and sisters, he strengthens the weak. He might even find places strong enough to cast out those who would push and shoulder and thrust with horns. These are the works of the Lord in our midst. In Christ, God keeps his promises. Because we do have one shepherd set over us, and that is Christ. Of course, some of this is not yet realized. I myself will judge between the fat and the lean sheep. We await that final judgment. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be prey. Today, we live in the midst of the nations. Today, Satan does prowl like a roaring lion. Today, even our own flesh seeks our destruction. Today, we are still the prey of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. But also today, we have been given the victory in Christ. One little word dispels them. But tomorrow, when this day of grace is over and the day of judgment comes, this world will melt away into the world to come. The rich pasture land of the mountains of Israel for all of God's people. And Satan shall be cast out eternally. And we shall be free of sin in the resurrection body. And in that new Jerusalem, my servant David shall be prince among them. No longer the deposit of the Holy Spirit, but the fullness. No longer hidden under bread and wine, but shining like the sun. No longer a king ruling through all too fallible under-shepherds, both civil and religious. But then, a king in full. This is the promise that God has given us in Christ. I am the Lord. I have spoken. God is going to bring it to completion. So what do we do if we accept that? What do we do if we have faith in that promise? We do what the judge says his sheep did. We give the hungry food. Physical where needed. Spiritual always. Because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We keep that word always. Sometimes it needs a sandwich and some hospitality with it. And those who have been given a cup of cold water will certainly not lose their reward. We welcome the stranger. The Spirit of God is calling all of those who are His own. And that Spirit has been poured out in all the world. And the sheep hear His voice. Whoever God sends, whoever hears that voice, be they known or are a stranger, we welcome them. Because they are truly our brothers and sisters. We visit the weak, the naked, the sick, those in prison. Because this is the mission of God, to bind up the weak and brokenhearted. It's when we are weak that we recognize the full power of sin. It's when we are weak that God Himself is strong. And the mission of the church is to go where God Himself says we will find Him. Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. So what do the faithful of all times and places do? We live the faith in word and deed, trusting that God Himself is working with us and that He has delivered us eternally. Is this easy? No way. But that's the call of the kingdom. The call of the kingdom that will have no end. Amen.